Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It is Thursday, May 15th, 2025, and we're going to listen in to a debate that took place yesterday at the State House. This is in the House of Representatives on a bill that would require health insurance companies to cover blood tests for PFAS levels.
The member may proceed.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. This bill would require carriers offering fully insured health plans in the state to provide coverage for providing PFAS blood tests for victims with high levels of PFAS in their blood. Basically, we learned in committee that some carriers are covering this, but not all are. We also learned from a mandate study that this would increase per member per month rates about 24 cents per member per month. We heard in committee last session that there was no real treatment for this, but in this session we learned that there is a medication that can be used to decrease PFAS body burden in individuals with high levels in their blood. We currently have over 80 contaminated farms and 600 contaminated wells in Maine, with well-documented scientific evidence confirming the link between PFAS and serious health issues. I urge you to support the motion on the floor to help these exposed individuals with treatment and medication. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Chair recognizes the representative from Alabama, Representative Flynn.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I rise in support of the motion. It was 30 years ago I had received a letter in my home in Albion that the dairy farm next to me was going to be spreading human sludge. I had reached out at that point with inquiry, and I was told I had nothing to worry about, that everything had been tested and it would be fine. I now live in an area that is surrounded with PFAS. It is everywhere and it is moving. It was 15 years ago in the town of Freedom that a gentleman on a small farm passed away from cancer. And at the time, PFAS was not yet in its discovery. The man died, who shortly thereafter the farm was bought by a young couple, and it was shortly after that that it was discovered that the land was covered with PFAS. This man and his wife and his children are now in a state of, they've moved from the home. They literally have to be tested on a regular basis to have the PFAS slowly removed from their bodies. This is something that has snuck up on us. It is in front of us, and it is very, very real. The amount of the money that's cost for these tests is very expensive. The people in our area are very, very high levels of anxiety as they deal with this issue on a daily basis. I stand in support of the motion, and I ask everyone's support of it. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Chair recognizes the representative from Fairfield, Representative Rendicke.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. What I want to say on this is I'm actually against this motion, primarily because I don't believe in mandates. I think that when we're mandating from a private business to do something, when you ask to have a PFAS test, your doctor can fight for it with you, and most of the insurance companies have been going ahead and doing that. So I don't think it's necessary to do a mandate. I'm a little concerned with the money coming out of the PFAS fund, because a lot of times what that money, and I know that's one of the things that they were looking at recommending, the problem with that is we still have a lot of people in my district and districts around the state that have not had their wells tested yet as it is. So I'm not a fan, obviously, of the PFAS, but I'm also not a fan of the mandate. So I will be voting against this for those reasons. Thank you.
Pending question is acceptance of the majority ought to pass this amended report. Is the House ready for the question? Chair with the vote. Sergeant Arms, secure the chamber. Have all now voted? Chair will close the vote. Clerk will run total. Chair will announce the vote. 115, having voted in the affirmative, 26 in the negative. The motion prevails.
LD 582 now goes to the Senate. There's still time to contact your state senator if you're interested in weighing in on this bill. You can read all about it at legislature.maine.gov. What you heard today was an abbreviated version of the debate that happened yesterday that was slightly edited to fit this time slot. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Take care. I'll see you tomorrow.